Hopefully you can see on the screen here. This is a visual, an animation we use to show the various parts of the dryer. You can click on top of the dryer to see the various parts from the angle, from the perspective of the top of the dryer. And then Nate, if we can switch to the back of the dryer display, you could remove the dryer back and then see all the parts. And as if you hover over any of the various parts that are described in the right, it highlights that part in the animation. And so obviously very helpful interactive to be able to for the court to be able to see when we're talking about a particular part, how it fit in with the overall mechanics of the dryer. And if we can go back to the other animation, which shows the airflow through the dryer, this was also a crucial component of our defense theory. It mattered how the air was moving through the dryer. So we also developed a separate animation that illustrated that. So we can go, there we go. So we can go back to the PowerPoint now. Thanks, Nate. We ultimately won a reversal of the judgment against Whirlpool and a unanimous opinion by Justice Bill Johnson. And you can see on the bottom right of the PowerPoint, he included this image, which tracked our animation in the appendix to his opinion, and later mentioned that appellate COEs, how helpful he found the visuals were to the court's adjudication of this case. So bottom line, I was a convert at this point, seeing the effect these visuals had in the Whirlpool case. So in your materials, I'm sorry I clogged them up with a lot of different examples of visuals, but I included an appendix with multiple categories of visuals, which we'll discuss in a minute. I gathered these examples from my colleagues at Haynes and Boone, from other Texas appellate practitioners, and from trying a few Westlaw searches. And by the way, if you have better examples or examples of visuals that you've used in your briefing, I'd love to see them. Please send them to me. I'd love to include them in the next iteration of this paper and appendix. But now, before we go into the various categories, I wanted to stop and talk about a few global lessons I learned from these collection efforts. And the first is to craft each visual with the care you would take with the text of your brief. Consider different alternatives. Ask colleagues for their opinions. Think hard about whether it advances your argument, whether it can be improved. Is it supported by the record? So the example on this slide is an example of visuals that we did improve over time. So this related to it in a case, one of our cases, an attempt to challenge a damages expert's growth assumptions. And our post-trial briefing just made this argument in text. By the time we got to the post-judgment hearing, we used the slide on the left to try to argue to the trial judge that he should deem this expert's opinion no evidence. And frankly, looking back, it's okay, but I think pretty underwhelming. But we gave it some more thought, and by the time we got to the Court of Appeals brief, we came up with a slide on the right, which I think is a much more effective way of visually depicting the inconsistency between the historical performance of the company and the expert's rosy predictions. So again, just as text can almost always be improved with more thought and more effort, I think visuals, same is true for visuals. Second lesson is to give readers a cue as to what they should be looking for in the visual by briefly explaining the significance of it in the preceding sentence or paragraph. So on the example of on the left, attorneys for Apple discuss Samsung's surge in market share after introduction of a model that copied the iPhone, before that surge is reinforced visually through the graphic below the text. And on the right, this comes from one of my briefs in the school finance litigation I was involved in, explained the impact of budget cuts over a biennium on groups of school districts divided by property wealth. Sort of a complicated graph, but the reader is primed to understand and know what to look for in the graph based on the text in the preceding paragraph. It may seem like an obvious point, but you see visuals that don't do this.